everyone else, say prayer that moves mountains. Say it again, prayer that moves mountains. Wow, so it's not every prayer that can move mountains. And I want you to hear this. It is not every prayer that can move mountains. There are special prayers which can move mountains. And if you do not understand these prayers, there won't be any mountain that you'll ever move in your life. It is very paramount to know. Very important. Long time ago, I used to come and preach to the trees, and I was thinking, these are people, this is a stadium. I'm like, hallelujah. It was like, I was crazy. In my mind, I was seeing people. There was nobody who knew me preaching by then. But in my mind, I had people. I was seeing people. Because faith is crazy. Listen, if you are not spiritually mad, you are not yet believing. Because faith will make you say things and do things that a normal human being cannot say them. What do you think this is? Coming in the bush like this, you think it looks normal? What we are doing right now, you think it's normal? like evangelist, you are in the bush in Malawi. Are you okay? Faith doesn't look normal. Do you understand it? The moment you are normal, trust me, you are actually confounded to the patterns of this world. We actually go beyond the things we do because we know the formula. The formula to what we want. It is not actually what other people use. It is a whole different formula. You understand? Now, let me just show you something here quickly. So when we want to pray a prayer that can move mountains, I have already given you a preamble that you should always move out from the norm, out of the comfort zone. Begin to think differently if you want to see results, because results do not come where you're actually thinking in a normal way. Now, can I continue?
Yes.
Now, let me just show you something here. Now, in the book of Matthew's 17, from verse 14 to 21. Now, I'm going to use New Living Translation because there's something that I want you to hear. Because tonight, what we're trying to do, I was taking you in stages. And I think you have now reached a point where I should lead you to move mountains. Come on, tell your neighbor, we have to move mountains here. Now, so what are mountains? Mountains are things which are not possible to be removed. Mountains are things which are not possible to be removed. But we want to move mountains. If somebody is not willing to make a payment, if we move a mountain, they will pay. If someone is not willing to promote you, after we move a mountain, they will promote you by fire. If somebody is somewhere, the enemy wants them to die, the prayer will make here, they will be healed.
I receive.
We are moving the mountains of sickness, the mountains of delays, the mountains of poverty, any mountain the enemy is pitching.
Yes.
We are removing it today.
I receive.
Come on, sister, tonight.
Tonight.
We are moving every mountain.
We are moving every mountain.
Now, hear what the Bible here says. Now, at the foot of the mountain, Matthew 17, from verse 14, it says, at the foot of the mountain, a large crowd was waiting for them. A man came and knelt before Jesus and said, Lord, have mercy on my son. He has seizures and suffers terribly and often falls into the fire or into the water. Now, get that. So I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him. So it's possible that prayers can be made, but change can't happen. Now, who are these disciples we're talking about here? Peter, James, John, Andrew, Bartholomew. I know you may not know all their names, but I know you know football players, the whole game, the 12 players. May God have mercy on you. Now, all the disciples couldn't deliver a person. Now, let's consult. So a person goes to Jesus and said, your disciples failed. Now, let's just read it. Jesus said, you faithless and corrupt people. How long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Then Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy, and it left him. From that moment, the boy was well. Oh, look at this mountain. Look at this situation. You know, shockingly, Jesus will compare this demon to a mountain. Let's continue reading. Afterward, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast out that demon? You don't have enough faith. Simple. You hear people saying, but I have so much faith. Why I pray, nothing is happening. These are disciples. They had, according to them, they had faith. Remember, they left their fishing industry. They left the boats and followed who? These were men of faith. Trust you me. But here, Jesus says you do not have enough faith. So if you are praying over something and there is no movement yet, listen to me. Never bother yourself to say, why are things not happening? It is all to do with the faith. It's not because he was Jesus. And people think because Jesus was performing miracles because he was Jesus. No. He would always say faith was involved. He would say your faith has healed you. Have you not seen in Mark chapter 6, Jesus could not do miracles in his hometown? The Bible says he could not perform miracles. Meaning that he tried it and they couldn't work. And the Bible says, and he marveled of their unbelief. He marveled of the and left to Capernaum. So no matter how God is powerful, but it will not use his faith to touch you. Your faith has to be done. Now, look at the scripture. You do not have enough faith. Jesus told them, I tell you the truth. If you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain. Which mountain? He says, to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing would be impossible. If you had faith as small as a mustard, you would say to this mountain, move from here to there, and to move. So what is this prayer that can move mountains? Are you here? What is this level of prayer that can move mountains? You would say to this mountain, move, and it would what? I want to know that level of prayer. I got a lot of mountains to move. who wants to move some mountains? We need to move mountains. Now, before continuing, I want you to know that God is in a business of moving mountains. You didn't hear me. What have I said? God is in the business of what? And he's looking for people who can just say something and then he's going to make those mountains move. So how do we make this prayer that can move mountains, that can make things happen? If you say, if I be a woman of God, if I be of the Jesus nation, by next week a date like this one, this shall be so, and in exactly as you say it. Have you noticed that the whole doctrine of Jesus, he was not saying that you apostles, you shall move mountains, men of God, he was saying if you have faith. He didn't say if you're an apostle. He never said if you are a prophet. He said, if you have faith. So the qualification of moving things, of making miracles happen, is not being a man of God or being a prophet. It is by having what? Faith. Come on, answer me louder. Faith.
Faith.
Oh, great. Now you love. I love that. Now, the qualification is not somebody who's major one. It is when you have faith. He says, if you have faith, you shall say to this mountain, move, and it shall move from thee. And have you noticed? Jesus finds a woman, and then the woman touches Jesus, and she has faith that by touching Jesus, she would be healed. And after being healed, what did Jesus Christ say? He said, I have never seen someone of great faith like this woman in Israel. Where were apostles? So it's possible that even a congregant can have more faith than a man of God. Oh, you didn't hear me. So never be deceived that this is for men of God. I remember in 2009, and some of the people here are here from Zuzu, they know the story. They actually, and my mom also was there that day, they brought a dead child. You were there in the house. They brought a dead child, and I hear the people outside, they said, if you will not resurrect this child, we'll kill you. And I'm in a small house in that church where you were last night. And they said, there are people outside. They said, if you will not, I went on the window. I said, God, should I jump? Should I run? You are laughing. It was so sad. that day. I said, should I use the window? Should I jump? Should I run? I stood there. My head was spinning. And they said, if you fail, there were people outside. And I went on the sitting room. My mom was sitting there. She said, what's wrong, my son? I said, mom, there's a situation. They brought a dead child. And I said, if nothing will happen, they will attack me. My mom looked at me. And said, okay. She looked at me. So I said, where is the child? I said, the child is outside. So I took the child. I began to pray. My mom said a word. She said, you are, and I'll never forget this, and I've been saying this for years. She said, you are anointed. Amen. And God cannot bring this issue here. My mom took the child, dead child, into the room. You remember the story or you forgot?
I remember the story very well.
And she took the child into the room. I went to my room. I scratched my head a little bit. I said, God, why are you putting me in this? Why are you putting me in this? My mom there, she was praying to say, God, you called my son. The God of my son, resurrect this child. My mom, can you imagine my mom had more faith in my God? And my mom is my greatest intercessor. Hallelujah. And she was interceding. She said, God, you cannot allow your servant. And God, she began to call. And I said, well, this woman, what's wrong with her? No, it's not funny, but I'm telling you what happened on that day. I knew that community. If some of you are from South Africa, you know if you're going to be in Deep Throat or Tembisa. Better Tembisa. But where the mob, they decide what to do. So my mom is sitting there and she's praying. So I'm sitting there. And then she says, there was a lady there who was staying in the house. And ma'am, she says, okay, let's do something. She says, get anything of the prophet from his bedroom. So there was a cloth from my bedroom. And my mom took that cloth and wrapped the child. And the child began to breathe. You should look at me. I knew it. Shakapaya Manderebos. I said, bring. It wasn't even my mom who took the child outside. It was me. I took the child from my mom's hand. I said, bring the child. I said, hey, where are you? What are you saying? Your child is here. this point, we needed someone who could believe and move a mountain. Come on, tell your neighbor, we have to move mountains here.
We have to move mountains here.
Another day, at the same church where you were praying yesterday, that place, there was no building. It was a river. The water used to pass there. I used to stand there with the congregants here in the mud like this. There was nothing there. So I used to go every Saturday to pray for people who are sick. We had a healing service every Saturday. Now, I went there on a Saturday. They brought a child on a cloth. You see a cloth like this one? I want four people to come here. Oh, my God. It takes years for four people to come forward. All right. I want you, like, Now, imagine people are bringing a child like this to me. And the child is here. Because the child was born without a backbone. So it was like a vegetable. You know a vegetable? When they say the person is a vegetable. You know what it means, right? So they brought the child. I say, what's going on? The mother of the child looked at me and said, my prophet! She was from Nkata Bay. It's like 30 minutes drive from here. My prophet, I believe my child, a new backbone will come. And it was the first person to meet. Now, I'm having a prayer line, and it's the first case I'm meeting. I was affected. I said, Ashes, why couldn't you take this woman aside? Trust you me, I want you to tell you what happened. The woman looked at me and said, prophet, I don't need your faith. She said, I need your anointing. She said, you are anointed and it is my duty to believe. Can you imagine that? I said, Ho, ho, ho. She said, all I want, prophet, is your hand. And she grabbed my hand and made me touch the child by force. Everything happened very fast. Everything happened. She just grabbed my hand like this and made me touch the child. No, you're not following this. She grabbed my hand and made me touch what?
The child.
She said, it is done. Thank you, prophet. Thank you, prophet. I'm like, I said, woman. So I was affected. So I said, today we will not do the prayers. The healing service will do next week on Saturday. I promise you, we'll do next week on Saturday. The following week on Saturday, I'm going there. It's okay. You can sit down. Thank you so much. The following week on Saturday, I'm going there to church. People on the line. I see that woman in front again. I said, Jesus. This time around, she's having a microphone and she's talking. I said, what is this now? I said, who is sabotaging me like this? So I'm walking like this. And as I come closer, as she's talking, I see people are crying. And I see a child running around. So I stopped. I asked, I said, what's happening? I said, Asha, why are you allowing that to me? He said, Papa, that child who wasn't walking is the one running around. I was like, I knew it! I ran, hugged the child. You know what I was doing when I hugged the child? Do you know what I was doing when I hugged the child? I was checking the backbone if it's there. I was checking the backbone. I saw the backbone was there. I said, tell me, what happened, woman? Say, after you touched my hand, after you touched the child was healed. The way I owned the miracle.
Amen.
As if it was me. Like, you know, Hallelujah. Now, what am I trying to teach you? I'm saying that faith does not only imply to a man of God. It depends even how a congregant can believe. Do you understand? There was a woman in South Africa, I think some of you were there, who was born with polio. And she never walked, and she was 45 years. How many remember that miracle? You were there, right? How many? Can I see your hands up again if you remember that miracle? Okay. This woman was born with polio and had never walked. I'm not saying for 10 years. For 45, she has never stood up. Now, she comes on the prayer line, but this time around, it was not her faith, it was my faith. Okay? It wasn't her faith, it was my faith. So she's on the prayer line. She shows me a picture of the son. She says, oh, when I was 17, I was raped, and I have a son, and he's a drug addict. I want you to pray for. As I was looking at the woman, I was shocked because I thought she wanted to tell me that she wants to walk. But I think she has accepted, I will never walk again. Let me not bother the prophet. Now I'm standing there like this. And I all those miracles that I've been seeing in my life began to replay in my mind. I have seen miracles. I have seen God doing this thing. And I'm looking at the woman. I never said a word. Bones began to crack. I never said be healed. Bones, she began to, you know, to roll on the floor. To roll. Bones. Pa, pa, pa. Bones loosening up, loosening up, loosening up. I'm like, what's going on? I stood there. I look at her. The next thing is, boom, she stands up. Huh? Oh my God. Bah, she begins to walk. And she didn't want to stop. Eh? It feels good to walk. It feels good. What makes such miracles to happen? It's not because I'm a prophet, but it is all about faith. Faith that can move mountains. So what I'm talking to you, it's very simple. I am looking for somebody today who can develop this faith. Jesus said what? He said, if you have faith as little as a mustard, you shall say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it shall be so. Amen. How many believe that that can happen? This has nothing to do with he's a prophet. This has all to do with faith. Listen, we want to move mountains here. Come on, come on. Tell your neighbor, we want to move mountains here.
We want to move mountains here.
Now tell your neighbor, that mountain must be moved.
That mountain must be moved.
Now, so, prayer. It must not just be a prayer. Like, let's pray. Father, in the name of, hold on, prayer, 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 prayer. No. We are saying that it must be of faith. Because you can pray, but to pray in faith is completely different. We can all be praying here. Everyone can be praying here. We are praying in the name. Oh, la, 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 la. But what is a prayer of faith? A prayer of faith is when you say amen. You know it is settled. You know it is done. You can even take an email now and check to see what's going on. That is a prayer of observation. You pray and you believe it is done. After praying for HIV, you go and test yourself. Is HIV there? That is a prayer of faith. A prayer of faith does not doubt. Come on, tell your neighbor, when I move mountains here. So when we speak of faith, it's not just something we're talking about, like we're talking about it. No. It's not just something we're talking about. It's not something we're just talking about. You need to understand this principle. Are you following?
Yes.
So, a prayer that is made in faith. A prayer that is made in faith. And a prayer that is just prayed, like, let's pray. We can spend here 5 days, 10 days. If you are all praying without applying faith, our prayer is useless. A prayer of faith says, after, if you are praying, and I want you to develop this. And at one time I said, if in ECG we can have only 50 people who can have this attitude of faith, we are gone. We are gone. I want to hear testimony. Papa, I went in the hospital. I touched my sister on the forehead. And as I'm speaking now, she's out. We want to hear such testimonies where you say there was a disease trying to attack me. I finished it under your grace, my Father. Karushia mraanda kabosh.
Yes.
Raise your hand and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command every mountain.
I command every mountain.
On my way.
On my way.
To be removed.
To be removed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Sit down. So a prayer of faith is very important. A prayer of faith is not a prayer that you know. A prayer of faith speaks and demands. This is what I demand to happen. This is what I know it will happen. A prayer that moves mountains. So number one, it is a prayer of faith. Number two, it is a prayer of a burden. It's a prayer of burden. Are you here, right? It is a prayer of burden. You must carry a burden. Why are you praying for that thing to happen? Why do you want you to be healed? Are you sure? God just wants to heal you. Like that disease, even doctors in India can treat it. So why? What is so special that you want God to heal you for? There must be a burden. You need to attach a burden. God, I can't be like this and save you. The burden must be what you want to do for his kingdom. I can't be broke and poor like this. I want to have resources to save you. Do you know why fire came down when Elijah prayed? The reason why fire had to come down when Elijah prayed, it was a burden. He said, God, these people do not fear you. They are worshiping other gods. He said, send fire so that they should begin to fear only you as the true living God. So he said, you try yours. So they tried it, and there was no fire that came. And he said, can I try my God now? When he did it, fire came down. It's exactly in your family, some people have failed to be millionaires. Now, can you now say, God, I want them to see my God. So there must be a burden. What? Why do you want it to happen? I'm asking you. Why do you want it to happen? Do you even have a burden? Do you have a burden for God's people? Do you have a burden for the church? Now, these are things I'm telling you today. If you want miracles to happen, have you noticed there was no miracle that Jesus did that didn't serve the purpose? We can actually look at them. Why did he change water to wine? There was a need. There was a need. There was a shame at a wedding. Why did he multiply bread and fish? People were hungry. So why do you think God will multiply your money? Exactly. So people don't know this. Like, I need a miracle. I need a financial breakthrough. For what? Because the only time we see in the Bible Jesus doing a miracle, there was a need. As long as you are giving God a need to say, when you do a miracle here, I want to take this for the poor. I want to help my church. I want to support my prophet. The moment you create a need, you are creating a room for mountains to start moving. Why did Jesus Christ perform miracles? Why did he raise Jairus' daughter? Why did he do that? Why did he raise Lazarus? Check it out. You find out that the reason why he actually raised Lazarus from the dead is because of the contribution Lazarus was doing in the ministry of Jesus. The brothers of, the sisters of Lazarus were who and who? Martha and Mary. In the book of Luke chapter 11, is it Luke chapter 11? The Bible says that Martha and Mary were women of substance. They are the ones who are sponsoring the ministry of Jesus. But how were they getting the money? Because every day they were with Jesus, they had a brother who the Bible says he was a partner. In Hebrew word, they used, and in Greek, they used the word koinonia, which means a partner. In English, they used the word a friend. So when they came to Jesus, they said, your friend is dead, your partner. The real guy who was working so much and making money and sending the sister to support Jesus' ministry was Lazarus. And then Jesus is told, the man is dead. Jesus said, we'll raise you. Where are you going now? We'll raise you. You should be asking yourself questions like, if I can die today, would my prophet take my picture and put on his altar and say, my son will resurrect? Would the prophet take your picture and put on the altar and say, my daughter is resurrecting? We are not moving this ministry without her. What was the reason that made Peter resurrect Dorcas? The Bible says she was the one supporting the widows. And they said to Peter, they said, no, Peter, please, we need her alive. And the Bible says they were what? Widows. When their husbands died, they never came to Peter and they said, we resurrect our husband. They were stingy. Only the one who was giving her, the widows, only the one who was supporting them financially, they said, this one, resurrect her. Peter came with her and said, she needs to live. What is your purpose for you to be rich, to be healed, to be delivered, to have finances? What is your purpose? That burden, it is what will make Jesus multiply your fish, multiply your bread. That is the only reason.